Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It's one of the main staples that you probably serve to your family every single week. But what if you could make it with a twist and shock everybody?
Oh, man, this is the big thing. Every time my wife says we're having chicken, she says it like she's all Don Trouten and sad.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta reinvent it.
3-time Emmy-nominated chef, Chef Plum, chicken and rice, you're gonna make it as sexy as it can be.
Chicken and rice, first of all, I don't know who serves our family chicken and rice every week. Is that a thing? Do people do that?
We have chicken and rice, I would say, probably once a week.
Oh, we have it like twice a week.
Yep.
I'm guessing. Chicken. It's like a free meat.
Yep.
Geez, I feel like I should figure out something else now, but this is literally one of my favorite dishes to make. It's so simple, but I want to use chicken thighs. Are you guys friends, fans of chicken thighs?
Oh, no, but I know you are. And I went through a period during the pandemic when you pushed it on me where it's all I made until I realized our cholesterol was going through the roof.
Is that a thing?
What are you talking about? No, I guess, maybe. It has a little more fat for sure, but
All right.
It definitely tastes better. We're going to get some bone-in chicken thighs, okay? Now, if you want to use the boneless, you can, but bone-in is better, and you want the skin on, because, listen, that fat is in there, the fat is where it's at, that's where the flavor is at, you want that. I mean, listen, if you want to do chicken, you know, breasts and cut them, you can. It's just not going to be as delicious. So, we're going to have one of those, and then we're going to have one of those, you know, those Hillshire Farms kielbasa sausages, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to cut that sausage into little discs, like cut it up, and then you're going to get a nice hot pan. I want you to put those chicken thighs into that hot pan so you're going to sear off and get brown on both sides, and you're going to add that sausage to it, right? That's going to add so much flavor, that sausage, because listen, it's one of those things where you get so much flavor just by putting it to the heat, right? So once
so
you got
no
that in
oil,
there,
I'm
nice
sorry, Plum, you know I need lots of instructions. So no oil okay. in the pan or anything or butter? You just put it in just like that?
A little bit of oil, like a teaspoon of oil in the pan. Sear off both sides of that chicken, add that sausage to it, let that fat kind of render out of that sausage so it gets nice and crispy. So then you've got this delicious pot of sausage and chicken. Now, that alone is awesome, but let's make it better. All we're going to do is pour about a cup of rice into it, and this is going to serve probably 2 or 3 people. So 1 cup of rice into it, and they're going to add 2 cups of chicken stock, a pinch of salt, and then cover it and let it ride until that rice starts to get nice and fluffy on top. Okay, what I usually do is I bring it to a boil and take it off the heat. That way it can kind of steam all together at once. I do cover it. A lot of people don't cover it. I cover it. Once that's done, you take the cover off of it. Let's add about a teaspoon. Let's call it 1 little slice or pat of butter on top of there. You can put more if you like. A pinch of salt. Mix it all together. And let me tell you, this is the most delicious and easy chicken and rice you're ever going to make.
I mean, it sounds good. It sounds easy. And it sounds
does.
Like something I can handle.
And it sounds like something different than I've had over the last, I don't know, couple months with chicken, that's for sure.
Well, just adding the sausage to it adds the twist.
It adds so much flavor. Those sausages you buy from the store, those little kielbasas and things like that, you can add them to anything and it adds so much flavor. It's so I'm doing it all the time now. It's delicious. My wife hates me. She's like, stop putting the sausage and everything.
All right, Plum. Good stuff as always. You can find Plum online at chefplum.com. Thank you, friend.
You guys are the best. Talk to you soon.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.